restaurant owners are having a hard time finding and keeping staff more than a year into the COVID-19 pandemic. They say many workers left the industry for better pay or more stability, and that's making it hard to staff enough people to keep operations running smoothly. But restaurant workers, current and former, say COVID is not entirely to blame. They say the industry has always had its share of issues. Dana Vollmer has the story.
Danny G worked full-time at McDonald's in Bloomington when the pandemic hit. Within a week, her hours got cut from 35 down to just 5 or 6. That was unsustainable for Danny, who asked that we only use her first name to protect her employment. To fill the gap, Danny picked up work at Under the Ground Buono, a vegan and vegetarian meal prep service. Danny says it was a bit of a culture shock in the best way possible. She was getting paid $1.50 over minimum wage, and she felt like her employer cared about her well-being for the first time. Danny remembers having to call out of work after suffering an allergic reaction.
I didn't have to provide a doctor's note for my boss. I was like, hey, I've got this, you know, allergy. And they're like, okay, cool, just take a day off. Not only did they give me the day off, but for the first time in my life, I got paid sick leave. And so that was a really big concern of mine because I wasn't sure how I was going to be able to pay my bills without that.
At her fast food job, Danny says calling out sick could have gotten her in trouble, on top of losing out on much-needed money. She left fast food for a while during the pandemic, but recently rejoined McDonald's. Danny says they tried to get her back for minimum wage, and she said no. Then, a few days later, they bumped up the wage out of desperation.
We just hired 10, 15 people about a month ago, and none of them still work for McDonald's because they found other jobs that are willing to pay them well over minimum wage, not in the fast food industry. It's a horrible work. I get yelled at. I get cussed out. I get food thrown at me on a daily basis, and I shouldn't have to put up with that for minimum wage.
Danny says the mental and physical toll is exhausting, especially when they're constantly short-staffed.
People that have been there for a while are quitting now because they're burnt out. I've had my coworkers sitting in a chair crying. I've seen my coworkers just break down, walk out of the store. I don't blame them because it's frustrating. McDonald's is expecting us to work in an environment where we're being overworked, underpaid, and it's really hard to accomplish.
Restaurant workers say those problems aren't exclusive to fast food. Creighton Budris took his first restaurant job last summer as a dishwasher at a locally owned restaurant downtown. He only lasted 3 months.
It was just not worth the money for how hard the work was. And once the pandemic was really in full swing and it was clear how unsafe they were being, I didn't feel like it was worth risking my safety or spending my time for such little reward. I haven't really had a physically harder job than that, just hunched over a sink for 8 hours.
Budgers says servers would come in the back and take their masks off immediately. He says none of the cooks or managers wore a mask either. Budgers says COVID safety precautions aren't much better at the vape shop he works for now, but other parts of the job are more manageable, and the pay is comparable. Some restaurant owners claim people don't want to take their jobs because pandemic relief and unemployment payments are equivalent to restaurant wages. Budgers disagrees.
The idea that people are, like, by and large, just on unemployment, that's really silly. The unemployment system is really, really, really hard in this state. It takes forever to get it, and they kick you off of it on a moment's notice and then make you go through the whole process again. So no one wants to do it.
Restaurant work can be lucrative, particularly for tipped employees like servers. Michael Swanson left a job at Walmart to start serving at a corporate restaurant in March.
Ever since I started, like, business has been booming. There's times where I go into work and, you know, the hosts are already asking me, hey, do you want to take a table? And I haven't even clocked in yet.
Swanson has worked in restaurants on and off in the past. He says switching to retail gave him another perspective on low-wage jobs.
Having to go to work, driving across town for, you know, a 15-minute commute one way, work for $11 an hour, and not even getting full-time and barely able to meet your expenses when you have creditors calling you and breathing down your back. It really takes a toll on you mentally as much as it does physically. Now, in comparison, I'm about 3 weeks into being a server at this restaurant, and I've already been able to make enough money to pay my bills.
But Swanson says that's not the case everywhere. He says one of the most difficult things about restaurant work is the inconsistency of customers and their tips. On employer wages alone, Swanson says it's unsustainable. The minimum wage for tipped restaurant workers is 60% of what other hourly workers make. The tipped minimum wage in Illinois is currently $6.60. It's gradually increasing along with the hourly wage. Swanson says if he had his way, restaurant workers would be paid the hourly minimum and still be able to make tips.
Honestly, for the work that servers have to do alongside the rest of the restaurant staff, I don't think they get paid enough to deal with half the things that they have to deal with. Especially that coming from someone who had like a year and a half break from the industry.
On top of low pay, Swanson says the workplace culture can be a nightmare depending on the restaurant.
Sometimes you can luck out and you'll get a staff of people that are genuinely there to enjoy the industry, do the work, make people happy, and feed the community. And then, you know, there's people that are absolute party animals, and, you know, you get a whole mix of people depending on where you go.
Swanson says he has limited sympathy for restaurant owners who say they can't find workers. He says if restaurants can't afford to pay workers a living wage, they shouldn't be in business.
You can't be mad if one of your workers gets poached by Target because Target pays better. You found the issue of why they got poached, and now you as a business owner have to make that response.
Restaurant workers say these problems won't go away with the pandemic. They say the restaurant industry has reached a point of reckoning. Higher pay is a start, they say, but to truly make the industry sustainable for employees, they're looking for benefits like health insurance, retirement plans, and parental leave. I'm Dina Vollmer.